Om Shanti, and good morning, everyone. And welcome, Brother Brijmohan Bhai, someone who is very, very dear to our hearts, especially for those who have been around for a long, long time. We have learned so much from you. So here we are today to explore this balance between living with enthusiasm in the spirit of Virag. So, I think that you would all agree that when we look at Brijmohan Bhai, he is an embodiment of this balance. When I was thinking about you in the light of this topic,
I have a request, huh?
The image, yeah, I will ask
Please
you.
Please don't ask me difficult questions.
No, you already are. No, what came to my mind was the image of you coming to Bap Dada. We have seen you for decades, meeting Bap Dada, and Bap Dada giving you different instructions. And we know how passionately you took everything Baba told you at heart. And when you met Bap Dada again, you came with a plan, how everything was being fulfilled. Whenever I meet you in ORC, you're always engaged, always doing and doing things for Baba, surrounded by all the papers of purity, and yet you are so beyond, so silent, so quiet within. So tell us the secret of this balance that you have between being very disinterested on one hand and so engaged on the other hand.
I keep balance between human being and human doing.
Tell us more. Tell us more. Tell us more.
Is it a brief answer? I should.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. We want
you. They have understood. Right. They have understood.
Okay. Don't we want to know some more about his secret? Yes. So tell us about your secret. How is it? What is it that you practice that makes you so, that you're engaged in everything, so interested? You're always interested in newness, big things, and yet you preserve yourself so powerfully within. Tell us.
You see, I have the natural nature of summarizing things. I make big things small, so it helps me. I only keep them in my pocket, like that it is. Anything that comes, I make it small. As Baba's Murali said, I don't use the magnifying glass to magnify, but the other way around. So it becomes too little. I am so little, so everything should fit into me. Not into this one.
Okay. So, I would think you have really overcome any waste, and you have managed to really, really focus on what has been so important to you. So what has been...
Sister, actually, waste can also miniaturize and enter.
It so is you
not that
it.
Only waste is a everything that is magnified becomes minuscule, but it contains everything, including waste. So waste is there still,
but in a merged form.
No, we have to, because if I get waste, then only I will turn into best. If I get nothing, then what am I doing?
Okay. So, Brijmohan Bhai, can you share with us your deep insight on this stage of Virag? What does Virag mean?
What is the English word for it?
Unlimited disinterest.
Unlimited disinterest.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, that's how it's translated.
So if you have unlimited interest in something, you will have unlimited disinterest in everything else. That is Virag. I think answers are becoming difficult. Okay, I will explain.
Yes.
We are human beings. We have one face and one back. Okay? So if you turn your face towards something, you naturally turn your back towards everything else. So this is Virag. And this is looking forward. Okay?
But how did you manage to just have...
I don't have that chakra, so I don't get into circles and cycles.
Okay. But what has...
Please ask them if they are understanding. Yes? Good. That encourages me.
Okay.
No, not a no understanding. Once Dadi Gulzar went abroad and they were talking to her in English. So Dadi said, no English. Then they said, how you speak English to say no English? So if they don't say they don't understand, it means they are understanding. All right.
So tell us, in order to be able to give your back to that,
yes,
which is not...
Turn your back. And once for all.
Yeah. But like, we feel, on one hand, we are engaged with the things of the world, with work, with family life, with so many things, even service for those who are fully dedicated in Baba's task, and others who can do it at times. So, what was your practice, and what is your experience of making Baba your world? You gave your back to the world, and you were facing just Baba has become everything for you.
But you know, once a person is dead. But we are dead alive. So therefore sometime we become alive. So if you become dead once for all, then there is no problem. But if a dead person becomes alive again and again, then the question and the problem arises. So die once for all.
So how can we
die? Here are those who die every day. Once a person quit smoking, okay? He said, quitting smoking is so easy, I have quit it 12 times. The same thing it is there. We die and we become alive.
So what makes us alive? What is attracting us that we don't... What is it that we're not seeing that we are pulled to the old world or pulled to our...
Because the body is the same. And then confluence yuga is within the Kali Yuga. So sometimes we cross borders illegally. So that is the reason. And then we want to enter again like that. So Baba cannot stop us. You are gone, you are gone. So Baba again allows us to come in. So we make it so frequent, you know, like those smugglers or other people, they cross the borders. This is the problem. Nothing else. Remain within Lakshman Rekha, the line, imaginary line, like equator. So then it is safe.
So what, when it comes to our focus, or when it comes to our vision of things, what would you tell us that would make us keep ourselves on the safe side?
You know, people are prone to taking risks. They don't want to be safe all the time. So they grow up. The children always remain under protection. But if we grow up, I forget, I say I am 85 years of age, I am not a child, I am a grown up, the trouble will start. If I say I am a child, I will be always protected. So if we just keep the maintain, I am Baba child, I will be safe. I will be in the pram or in the lap, like that. So as I grow up, then the problem arises. Then I start, I am mature, I am very intelligent, I know everything. So I start using my rusted intellect instead of guidance of Baba. That is the reason.
That you have been so loyal to Baba. So in what way do you feel you have developed that loyalty in which that you have only focused on what Baba has asked you? How have you kept yourself away from your own ideas, or how have you worked on that?
Kept away from?
Your own ideas, you were saying it's when we start using our own intellect that we become arrogant.
You see, the problem with me is I cannot be arrogant. I want to be, but I cannot be. Because I want to be assertive, but I am too humble. That's my problem. But people think it's a good quality. That is the thing. I am telling you the fact.
Well, your life has proven that you have been...
You see, somebody wants me to wear good shoes. I can't. They give me ordinary shoes, I am happy. This is my problem is I can't wear good shoes. I can't do anything that people think is good. So, I enjoy that. Supposing you have a choice to live in the smallest apartment in a posh area or to live in the best hut in a slum. What will you choose? The smallest apartment in a posh area or the best hut in a slum. What will you choose?
What would I choose?
Yes.
The apartment.
I will choose the slum.
So we wouldn't meet. It's a good thing we meet in our series.
Because, no. That will make me humble.
Yes, of course.
Keep me humble. And there, I will be having the everybody else focus. Look, this person is my posh area. Look. So there you have, everybody will respect you. Oh, such person is living in the slum. So that is the thing.
Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful. Bhuj Mukhambai, you spent part of your life with Brahma Baba. Can you tell us about what you learned from his stage of virag, how Brahma Baba became so quiet, so much disinterested in everything, yet he had such an impact on everyone and everything around him. I know there are several newcomers who haven't heard even, not only not met Baba, but haven't heard of his stories. Can you share?
Brahma Baba was like me. But the difference is, I am careless and Brahma Baba was fully responsible all the time. You see? Brahma Baba never forgot in his dreams that what is the Brahma Baba's role here. And I know my role, but I am so careless. I say, Dharma will make it, do it. You will ask me question like that. This is the only difference. I have adopted Brahma Baba's simplicity, Brahma Baba's affection, all those things, but I can't do it all the time. And he did it even, he never even slept to carry out Baba's own responsibility.
When we look at some of his pictures, we really feel from his eyes like he was so beyond everything, like lost, merged in Baba's love. So what was your experience with him? Those feelings. What did you?
I also got lost in Baba's love when I saw him. You know, because immediately you get the vibration and you become like that. When I was Brahma Baba's presence, I was feeling like him, but only within that area and during that period. Later on, I only remember what happened. But you get again something, you know, like that, slowly, slowly.
Well, it must have had a tremendous...
One quality of Brahma Baba was, he will bring himself to the stage of the child Baba meets. He didn't want us to rise to his level. He will bring himself down so that we feel very easy with him. Just as a parent lifts the baby, comes down and lifts like that. So we never felt any difficulty in communicating him or getting love from him. That was molding power. A very big, rich, positioned person comes, Brahma Baba will become like that. An ordinary person comes, Brahma Baba will, a Mataji comes, Brahma Baba will enjoy the most in meeting the Mataji, like that. So we retain our own position and then we meet people. Brahma Baba became like them and then met them. So everybody felt very comfortable. But you have to be that adaptive. To adapt like that to who is coming and sense and do accordingly. Brahma Baba could foresee what, assess who, Brahma Baba will only once see a person and know his entire horoscope. Who is this person is? Oh, like that. Of course, Shiva Baba helped Brahma Baba, but he became like that. If you like, I can give an example to make this story interesting. Huh? I think, should I?
Yes.
Okay. With the permission of the August House, myself, my younger brother, 2 years younger to me, mother, Laukik mother and Laukik father, first time went to meet Brahma Baba. In those days, after the class was over, Brahma Baba will go into the next room. There was a big chair of Brahma Baba, no other chair, and there Brahma, that room was called chamber. Chamber. So after the class, in the class we are officially sitting, but after the class we will become like family people, like the chick of the hen. Baba will sit like this and we will sit like this, okay? So first time our family, small, we went to Baba and first of all my father. He was so fond of service, so fond of surrender, and he said, Baba, I have realized that the world is going to end. I have a job. I want to leave that job and become your child. Because Baba used to say, a child who has real faith will not go back from Mount Abu once he comes. He was like that. So Baba just saw him and said, child, you have a family, so you have to be like a trustee, so you do both your job and also do godly service. Over. Comes my mother. Baba tells her that you have to become Nashtomoha, completely, what is the English of Nashtomoha? Same thing as Virag. Huh? Completely detached. So, I will tell your pati, husband, he will open a center at a pilgrim place of India and you stay there. Okay? So, we were living in Delhi, so Mathura is a pilgrim center where Lord Krishna is supposed to have been born. So, my father faithfully opened a center for her. She shifted there. Until her last breath, she remained there.
Wow.
Okay? Came my turn. Baba said, "Children, what child, what you are doing?" I said, "Baba, I am studying law and also undergoing training, apprenticeship for chartered accountant." Baba said, "Okay, you complete your studies." My brother comes, 2 years younger, studying in college, second year college. Baba said, "Child, you leave your studies and become fully surrendered." See? Just by looking at us, and in retrospect, what we found was, my younger brother stayed in body only for 3 years after that, and he did lot of godly service, important service in those days. I am still 85 and still in body. It means Baba knew. He gave me time to complete that I will be in this body for long. My mother, she became aged. She left body at 91 years of age, some years back. But I will say, "Mother, I am in my job, you come and stay with me." She will stay for 1-2 days. She know Baba has kept me in Mathura. And when her body was not well, even then she said, "Baba, he will not leave that place." And although body was ailing, any new student comes, she will spend 1 hour explaining again to him, forgetting what the body is like. So like that, you can see, just by looking at persons, Baba could tell the total future life of this soul. This was like Baba. He was a diamond merchant. Even today's Murli Baba says that like a magnifying glass is needed to see flaws in small diamonds. So he was seeing now, he became diamond merchant of the souls. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. So how could we...
Achha, now see the awareness of Baba. Oh, we are all aware number wise. We are not sleeping. We are not Kumbhakarnas. But still we are number wise aware. But Baba's awareness. So we are creating that noise to see whether we get diverted or not. We are concentrated or not. We are awaiting atom bombs to fall. This is nothing. So don't look at that. See, I was fond of mangoes. Mangoes. Now, Baba used to, we were lucky that when we stayed with Baba in Madhuban, one time, in those days, the Brahmins were few. One time we will have the good luck of having bhojan with Baba, meals with Baba, family. So it was the turn of our family. So, mangoes, a basket of mangoes was on the table. And my mother was sitting next to me, like this, both corners, and full mangoes were given to each of us. My mother, being mother, knew that I am fond of mangoes, so she very quietly passed on her mango to me under the table, thinking that Baba will not notice. Okay. As quietly as possible. She is talking like this and doing like this. So, the meals were over. After that, Baba's, you know, Baba's Brahmani called Lakshu, sister Lakshu. Baba called, "Lakshu, come, bring a basket of mangoes. And Baba, child, you take it." Gave me the basket. You know, see the awareness. And I was so touched that Baba giving me mangoes, full basket, that today, up to today, it is my promise with Baba that I will bring mango for Baba's bhog wherever the mango is to be found. Sometime I had to search the whole town to get a mango for Baba, but I did. Even today I have brought mangoes for Baba tomorrow. You must clap, huh? And say I start from Delhi 6 days before, 5 days before, I buy such mangoes that it should be ripe on Baba's day, Bhog day. There should be no scar on the mango. And I keep them like my baby, you know. Not like in a basket, no. Keep them in a blanket if they are unripe. Every day see. And then so that I so much enjoy, you know. I have brought mangoes, and Sister Rajini of Philippines, I have an agreement, unwritten agreement with her. She will also bring mango for me. So this morning she gave me two more mangoes. Now I am comparing which one I should offer to Baba. So it is also like of my yoga with Baba via mangoes. In Africa they... What?
Who eats the mango after
it's enough for the mango? They give to anyone. It is not me. But if I get a piece, I recognize this is my mango. Achha. I went to Africa, South Africa, there is an airline called Mango. So I remembered, oh, mango, Baba's mango, like that it is. Anyhow, so this is Baba's awareness. Now, how Baba teaches? Should we continue with the interview or this story? Okay. No, I am a Brahmin. In India, when someone leaves body, all his personal belongings are given in charity to the Brahmin. They have got family Brahmin. Each. So when my father left body, he had so many dresses, fountain pen, this, that. So being a Brahmin, I thought I should get all those things because I am very economical. So I will save Baba's yagya money, and his dresses fitted me so well. So I think there were 30 or 26 dresses, office dresses. I was also in the job. So they fitted me well, so I kept all those dresses. Now when you come to Madhuban, first day you are traveling, you come in your office dress, Laukik dress. As soon as you are here, you don't use your Laukik dress, you use this dress. But on the last day when you leave Madhuban and going back to your job, you again wear that, because then the trains, dirty, the dust and dirt is there. So while taking, on the last day, I was wearing my father's dress, which fitted me very well, and went to take leave from Baba. In those days in Bharat, there was no fashion of ready-made dresses. Every dress had to be stitched. We will tell the tailor to make it loose here, tight here. So India is a, you know, country of the deities. Even now in India we don't use machine coffee, machine tea. Who knows who filled it when? So everything is designer. In India, even a driver of a taxi will go to the tea shop and say, put more leaf, make it more hot, strong, cold, like that. It is all designed, personalized. So, Baba, in those days, used to get some ready-made dresses from some contact Sindhi souls. In Hong Kong or some, they would come and they will bring some ready-made dresses. Naturally, those dresses for foreign and India, they would have lot of value and will be in fashion. So Baba used to keep those dresses for those children who were in jobs. That you come, Baba will give, you are an officer, you have this. So every time I will take leave, Baba will give me such a dress, and I was called the best dressed officer in my company, because all Baba's dresses. And when the other officers would ask me, where you got this from, I will point out to the nearest village that I got it from that village, just to tease them. Now, likewise, Baba took out a dress, foreign dress, and said, child, this is for you. I should have accepted it, but I grew up, you know, and I said, Baba, look, to tell, show Baba my economy. So I said, Baba, look, my father left, you know, left the body, and he has left 26 or 30 so many dresses. And look, Baba, I am wearing how it is fitting me, so nicely it is fitting. So Baba smiled and said, child, if you will wear your Laukik father's dress, you will remember your Laukik father. If you wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba. So I quietly took it, and I decided not to touch my Laukik father's dresses. What to do? So I brought, bundled all those dresses. Next time, I brought them to Madhuban and surrendered. I thought, it's gone. And who in the Madhuban will wear office dresses like bushards, pants? So, it was over from my side. Next time I came, I was passing by, and one brother was washing clothes, dhobi, at the dhobi ghat. And he was wearing my father's yellow bushard. And said, look, my father's yellow bushard. Then I thought, what wisdom was there in Baba's teaching me, because even after I was surrendered fully, still I am having the feeling, oh, my father's bushard. If I was wearing all the time, I will be only remembering, you can't forget that it is my Laukik father's. So we have a system that if anybody gives you something, don't put it on, give it to the yagya. And if you require it, get it back from the yagya. I need this, but don't put it on straight. Otherwise, you will remember that soul. And Baba says, any disconnection from Baba for any such reason is not an ordinary, it's a big weakness. That is why Baba says, soul to soul are brothers. Only father, we are children. That is the thing.
It's such a beautiful practice. For some people, not so easy. When they receive things, they wouldn't necessarily come to the center and offer it. And then they would probably just take it directly and think, it is coming from Baba anyway.
And some of them say, this is for you, I have specially brought. Please don't give it to anyone, use it.
Yeah.
Like also they say. Brahma Baba also, some Matajis will wear a sweater with their own, knit a sweater in their own hand, give to Baba, or a cap. Baba will put it on for their player, but only once. It will not be seen on Baba's body later on.
But do you think that people living outside of centers, when they receive things, should they bring the things like this? Or is it just, what you're saying, is it just a practice that should be done within the centers or within Madhuban?
Everywhere. The first question is, are we all? Baba has praised Madhuban in many murlis. Baba says, each one of us should consider ourselves as Madhuban Vasi, gone on service anywhere, whether you are in your house or in your center. So our address is Shiv Baba, care of Brahma Baba, Mount Abu. This is our address in the physical body. Because now we have no Laukik father, we have now Alaukik father Brahma Baba and Supreme Father Shiv Baba, two fathers. The whole theory of two fathers, Baba says. And Murli say, Baba says, you get inheritance from Laukik father and the Supreme Father, that in between father doesn't give you any inheritance because he himself is getting inheritance from Shiv Baba. But for this physical body, just as people belonging to any religion, say Christianity, they have two fathers, the father of their religion, Christ, the father of the soul, God. Okay? Similarly, for us, father of the body, who is our father of the body? What is the prefix to our name? Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, which means children of Brahma. And only children of Brahma get Shiv Baba's inheritance. Direct children of Shiv Baba go to Paramdham. Okay? So, for our purpose, Brahma Baba is our father. In physical body, and as a soul, Shiv Baba is our father. So in that sense, we have to think that where did our father stay? In physical body, in Madhuban. So what is our address? Madhuban. Other places are only our duty places or service center places. This consciousness we must have. And now, where is our father? Subtle region. So we belong to subtle region. And we are staying here till we reach that region. Simple. This is simple jnana. This consciousness is jnana. Otherwise I say, I live in Argentina, I live in Chile, and I have come here. Baba has given you the title double foreigner for the same reason. We remember one foreigner, but we forget the other foreigner. To make it easy for you, Baba has given you the title of double foreigner. But still we have first part of foreigner, it is in our consciousness. I belong to Chile, I belong to Russia. But the second part, which is more important, goes subtle. Just as we say, Mera Toshi Baba, yes. Dusra na koi, no. Baba says, I belong only to Shiv Baba, yes. To no other, then it has become number wise. We say, I belong to Shiv Baba and also to this and that. So, we are not turning our back. We are keeping the option. So, this is our topic of today.
Thank you. Brother Brijmohan.
And sister, there is so much. So interesting. If I am in the Laukik, my whole life is very limited. My thoughts are limited. My object of life is so limited. You get back into your Laukik. What is it? You have a body, short-lived. You don't know when it will go. You have a name given to the body. You have some belongings. You have some place to stay, some place to work, some circle. Finish. And if you go, become Laukik, wonderful. Universe. Three worlds. The whole cycle of time. So much to enjoy. People enjoy a small drama of 2 hours. This is a drama of 5,000 years. Wonderful. So you get so fascinated. You just enter one room a day and you see how much you enjoy. So this is a fascinating world. And people in this world of sorrow, they want exit. They want escape. And we already have escape. So why should we escape from this? But this is natural. They say there was a magician's palace, magician's home. In the West they give it a name also. Now, a child entered that magician's home and told the magician, wonderful, I want to see all your magical house, palace. So magician took him to one home, one room, and his child was most surprised to see the wonders there. Suddenly magician had to go out. So he told the child, I will come back. Please, you can go around my room, but don't open this room. He told him, don't open this room. So as soon as the musician goes, what will the child do? He will open the same room which he was forbidden to do. And there will be something nasty or crazy in that room. Then the child will cry and call the magician, please, this is our situation. We have given freedom to go to any yuga, to any region, anywhere, but not this Kali Yuga, this birth. Because this, you are just existing under compulsion. And there also you have got Sangam Yuga, but don't enter that dirty area. But what happens, forbidden fruits are more liked, you know. So therefore, the children will only enter there. And when they suffer, they again come back. Even after 10 times, they don't learn the lesson, they again want to go there, because they have been there for a long time. You see, when you are some place for a long time, you get used to that. Once a king brought a girl from a forest. She was living in a hut. He said, I will take her to my palace. Let her be comfortable. So he brought the girl, gave a very comfortable, soft bed to sleep, with lot of Dunlop pillows. That girl could not sleep. She said, I want to sleep on the floor. Because she was used to that, she will only sleep on the floor and she will be uncomfortable on that jungle. So all her habits were jungle-like. So after 7 days, the king said, let her be comfortable, send her back. This is the situation. Many prisoners who are handcuffed and foot-cuffed, after 12 years when they are released, they are not able to sleep unless their hands are tied because they have a habit. And we have got, Baba says, the greatest hurdle and the last thing to be liberated from is body consciousness. It has got so many layers. And which body consciousness? Baba says, okay, be body conscious of your golden aged body, of your silver aged body, of your copper. But why you are conscious of this last and the most wretched of the bodies? Still we are body conscious. Otherwise, Bhai Baba says, move the discus, because then you are having a journey of all your births. If you have got in your wardrobe the best of clothes, royal clothes, and a torn off dress, and you are only fond of that, what will you call it? Yes. And we say, no, we are saving the others. Because you are used to the tone of, you will only say, I am saving others for good days. But no, practically I am wearing that only. So tone of dress, similar type of habits, which are of the worst type, attachments, like, you know, Baba says, be non-stick. We are super glue. You see? This is the thing.
So, Baba has been instructing us to practice bodiless stage in preparedness for times of need. So, can you tell us what is the bodiless stage and how are you? What is your experience? How you've moved away from attachment into being bodiless?
Because as per our sanskar, we interpret Baba's Murli also the same way. Baba says you be bodiless, okay? On the other hand, Baba also says, this Sangam Yogi body is the most important, most precious. As soon as I leave Sangam Yoga, all the diamond age is gone to me. So, and on the other hand, Baba says, be bodiless, you become an angel and like that. So which way the mind goes? You will find that we will interpret it like that. To take care, even to be bodiless, I have to take care of this body. Because when I am in body only, then the question of bodiless arises. So still I get back to caring for this body. I want to keep it comfortable. I am careful about eating. I am careful about everything. Some of our BKs, In the morning, Murlika last time they go for a walk, thinking that health is more important, they can have the Murli later on, you know. But did Lakshmi Narayan go for a walk? Did they do any exercise? Did they do any workout? No. Did they care for their diet? No. Have you ever seen any crows or any cows doing exercise? No, because it's natural. It's built into us. Only when our brain clock gets disturbed, we go this way or that way, because your topic is balance between this and that. So balance is also an imaginary line, in fact. And the balance can be short-lived. Within an hour, you have to balance. You can also balance in a day, your half and half. You can balance a year also, between cold weather and hot weather. And you can have the big balance between the golden silver ages and copper iron ages. It can be expanded also. But at the minimal level, balance means what? Balance means accuracy. Accuracy that so calibrated that I should do only that what I have to do now. And only for that much as I am supposed to do now. If I get into the comfort zone, I am fond of talking, and you say, well, shall we extend this interview half? I will say yes. And if I am made to sit there, and you say extend, I will feel why they have extended the interview. Time is up, I should go, I have other things to do. So this is natural nature in golden age. Everything is balanced. The eyes are there, they will see. Ears are there, those will hear. But they are good conductors to what is to be accepted, and bad conductors naturally to what is, it will not enter. Here we forcibly enter into our sleep time and become awake. And as a consequence, then the sleep balances. When we have to be awake, it makes us lazy. Nature will naturally make that balance. So we have gained nothing. I say I have saved time by waking up at night. That is not true. We have to pay for it rather with interest in our awakened time. If we understand, then we will be like Dadi Janki. Bodiless stage means does not mean you go out of body. If you want an example, living example of bodiless state, see Dadi Janki. She sits in the car from here to airport. What is she doing all the time? If I and you are sitting, we will be doing different things. We may be even trying to meditate or think this. She becomes bodiless. And there she says, answer says, Ahmedabad has come, okay, take me. You see? Control over mind. So, the definition of bodiless state is, I should be able to take my mind to wherever I want, for as long as I want, and bring it back when I want. This is the definition of bodiless state. In golden age, what is there? They are in the bodies, but they are not body conscious. The deities are very much in the body, the soul is in the body, but they are not body conscious. How is it possible? All their life, they complete Satyuga and Treta, 2500 years, not body conscious. How? There lies the secret of bodiless state. That they naturally are tuned to use their body and the subtle organs of mind, intellect also, but let us take body naturally. Even the birds you find in the morning, the birds are going in one direction, they are playing, coming back and forward, they are flocking. You enjoy that sight. And in the evening you find the same birds, they are returning like that. Do they keep a clock? Siberian birds coming to Indian sanctuary, flying all the way, do they keep a compass? You think it is natural. So therefore we have only deviated from nature. So what body conscious means, I am a soul. I am thinking I am myself to be body. So what is bodiless state? I am a soul. I should think myself as a soul. Not that I should have out of body experiences. Those are short lived. Those efforts are also short lived. So therefore, in that time, when the mind was in control, everything happened, everything, natural or human created, at the right time. The first important ingredient is right time. At the right place, in the right manner. Today also we use it. Say, I have to take leave from my boss. First I will go to his secretary and ask him, how is the boss's mood? He said, no, he has just had quarrel. I will not go for taking leave. Otherwise it is going to be rejected. He said, no, boss is very happy. His wife came to office. Okay. I said, sir, okay. You see, we even now do it, but occasionally. So same thing, right time, if you do something at the right time, it is not possible that it will not happen. And right place is also important. Supposing time is right, but place is wrong, then what happens? Or place is right, but time is wrong. I am a very good singer. I start singing at midnight. The time is wrong. I have to go to international airport. I go to the domestic, and then I hurry up. Look, run. So this is the thing, place is wrong. And the last most important thing, in the right manner. Right time, right place, right manner, that is satyuga. Here also, any one of us, if we do the right thing at the right time, right place, you don't have to hurry up. You don't have to waste time. Because hurrying also causes a lot of mental disturbance in you. And many times you break things, you forget things, hurrying up. I tell you my incidents with Dadi Prakash Mani. I was living in Pandav Bhavan, Mount Abu, Indraprastha. There are rooms. So that room had to place for two beds. So we were two of us in that room. Somebody rumored to me that more BKs have come and Dadi is coming to your room to put another bed in that room. Okay? Somebody told me. Now in the night, Dadi came with another, how are you, brother Bijmohan? So I had that pre-filled thing in my mind. I said, Dadi, you look. These are the two beds. Is there any space for the third bed? Dadi just smiled and she said, okay, good night, Om Shanti, she went. Dadi never talked of the putting anyone in the room, this and that. Okay, done. There was a table by my side. In those days, there used to be glass thermos. And I was staying there for so many days already, and I always had my habit of keeping my glass thermos on the table with water. I slept. At about 12 p.m., there was a bang. Oh, the thermos broke. And maybe my elbow got there. I thought, how come this thermos is lying here month after month and it has never broken? What has gone wrong that it has broken today, fallen? Then I realized I had talked something abnormal to Dadi. Dadi was normal, but I became abnormal, and this is the consequence of that. So whenever you are in hurry, you will find something will fall or this and that. So why I first of all get into hurry? Today, hurry, worry, fear, anxiety, all those abnormalities are there, stress. So they don't get, because they are keeping to the time and use of our organs also. The eyes will see, but only see what is necessary to see, what is good to see, not little more or not little less. Finish. Here we become extremists. If I want tea, I want it very hot. If I want ice cream, I want it very cold. So we know the body temperature. So the cold has to adjust to the body temperature. Hot has also to adjust to, but the energy lost in that, I don't care, because I feel excitement of both. So excitement is not a good word. Once I went to Hyderabad, I gave a talk. Somebody commented, Brother Brijmohan's talk was good but not exciting. So I had to reply to him that excitement is short-lived and temporary, and the normal is more retained. So you may be excited by something, but it is easy come, easy go. It will be like a bubble, it will rise and also burst. So same thing is there. So ears also will listen there. Not shrieks, nor cries, but good sounds. But even that, only as much. So balance is a good word, but in a very, for a long duration, it has to be unipolar. You see, in Satyuga, there is no balance, only good. In Kaljuga, there is only bad, no balance. But in the wide term, if you have both Satyuga, then you can say, half of it is this, half of it is this. Now I will pose them a question, although you are supposed to ask questions. Can I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. In the golden age, can there be something bad? What is the answer? Those who say, in the golden age, nothing can be bad. Please raise your right hand. So I will also know who is not sleeping. Huh? In the golden age, if in the golden age, can there be anything bad? Those who say no, please raise your hand. It is also body conscious not to raise. Baba is watching, I am not saying. Okay. By the same token, in the Iron Age, can there be anything good? Please raise your hand. Those who say there cannot be anything good in the Iron Age.
That would be the confluence.
If I distribute grapes, will it be good for you to take those grapes or no?
Achha.
Yes. In the Iron Age.
Yes.
Can the grapes be good? Can there be good things in the Iron Age? You go to see Statue of Liberty. Is it good to see that or not?
Well, it depends. Depends.
Because we have said balance. So in the golden age, nothing can be bad. So by the same token, in the iron age, nothing can be good. Or it can be. So here is the gray portion. Virag means what? Virag means nothing can be good in the Iron Age. If you have doubt, no, what is wrong with an apple? It is so good, it will keep me healthy, extend my Sangam Yuga's lifespan, then you are confused. So instead of burning our karmic account, to be healthy, being in yoga to be healthy, we go for apples to be healthy, at the cost of yoga. So this is the little small distinction.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Which Mahabai, can you also, I'm sure you've all enjoyed that explanation on bodilessness. Could you share with us about, like in this, on this journey of growing into total deep silence of the seed stage, what is your experience and the feelings of the being angelic?
Angelic. Well, I am half angelic, half not. But
I find you very angelic.
The objective is, angelic means the same thing as your topic, that you have to have virag, but that is the negative side of it. An angel is one who has all the connection and all the relationships with one Baba. Which will mean that you will have no relationship with no one else, not even with your body. Because this is my body, physical, my brother. Everything flows from body. My purse, my dollar, my this, my that, whatever. My status, my center, my shirt. So, all relation, connections with animate or inanimate objects. Relation means mother, father, son, daughter, friend, or the person on whom I am dependent. Baba says, supposing I have one brother to assist me, okay? It is one thing, out of necessity assist me. Supposing I start depending on that person and bending towards that person's side at the cost of my relationship with Jag. Supposing something is being distributed to all, and I say he is my assistant, he should get two of this. It means something wrong with me. Or my assistant says, I am your senior brother, get me that one, and I do that, it will be done. So one thing is to be detached. The other part of it is, let no one also be attached to you. I may be detached, but the other, for their own reasons, may be attached to you. That is also difficult to shed off. So one has to be so aloof that one should not, like a dry thing, nobody should get interest. There is some juice in it, let me extract. You know the cane juice machine, it goes on twisting and till the last drop comes out, then they throw it away. So like that. So it's a very subtle subject. To be angel means, angel does not stick to one place or to one thing. It is always flying. Just as flowing water, it is flying angel. Flowing water does not gather any moss. It remains fresh. Any water that goes stagnates on the side, it is not flowing water, nor it remains fresh. Similarly, angel means flying all the time. Our mind is flying all the time. But can we call it angelic mind? Our mind keeps on flying all the time. But can we call it angelic mind? Why not? Because a ghost also flies all the time. So you have to distinguish between a flying ghost and a flying angel. Ghost flies to trouble you, and if it enters you without permission, anger will not say, may I come in please? It will just enter. And then it will not go out easily. Angel just is benevolent. It comes out as easily as it enters. After the whatever its communication is, it does. So Baba says, my children, we can attain that stage of angel so much so that you can reach out to anyone you want, and their soul will really feel that you have appeared. And whatever you are trying to communicate and give some peace or some feeling of power or contentment to the other soul, they will feel that also. Brahma Baba has done it. We can also do it. Scientists are also doing it. The scientists sitting here, they are the souls. They have very precise instrumentation. They can change the direction of a rocket or a satellite, a huge satellite. They can change its speed. Sitting here, they can land the satellite at the required place, desired place, lift it back, bring it to Earth. So see how fine instrument. It is a wonder of science. How about us? Silence. But that requires deep introvertness, that you are not at all in this world. Scientists go into their labs, they forget their food day and night. They are so absorbed that my experiment, yes, is moving forward, 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 forward. And they don't lose hope. They don't leave it unless it is successful. So Brahma Baba did that. Brahma Baba used to invoke souls. Baba also says, you invoke your future deity form. Invoke souls. You can even cure your body ailment by concentrating on that. But that requires a very pure, extremely powerful, extremely concentrated thought, like a laser, which means total introvertness and total concentration. We don't do that. But we have got that power if we want to do. Sometime we do it when we are in trouble. Supposing doctor asked me, brother, you have to go for an MRI. And somebody tells me it's a very troublesome thing. Then I become concentrated. Baba, save me from this. I don't want to get into. At that time, the stage I have got a connection with Baba, I don't remember anything at all. Or I am lying in the hospital, he says, angiography. And doctor is saying, I am not getting his nerve. Bring bigger needle. And you are listening, helpless. At that time when I say, I say, how much time? It will take 20 minutes. Then my concentration on Baba, that is quite different than it is now. Even then Baba helps us. You don't have that power, but Baba gives you. So if we do it continuously, so Baba says you practice more and more, small savings, whenever possible practice. Whenever you have spare time practice, it will increase.
And Brother Bijmohan, what is your experience of the seed stage?
Wonderful. Today's Murli is on seed stage. Seed stage means merging all your thoughts. Of course, remembering your seed state, that is the shell form, but merging, what I believe is a point. Seed is a point, small dot, tiniest dot, but sentient dot. It's a live dot. And everything starts from there. You expand that dot, it becomes a circle. Okay? The more you expand, wherever you stop expanding, it becomes a circle. And you start moving, it becomes a cycle. So we have got the cycle, we have got the circle, and we have got the point. So point is such a wonderful thing that it has no length, it has no breadth, it has no height, it has no weight. scientifically also they describe a point. And any bird who looks that at that point, photographs it, will get the same result. Whether you photograph it from top, from bottom, from any direction, it will be point only coming. But point is a point. As soon as you 10 people get around it, they will say, my point of view, my point of view, my point of view. If all points of view are merged, it becomes a point. We say it is consensus, all are agreed. So, for myself also, I have so many concentrated, diverse thoughts, waste thoughts, like that. I may know what is a waste thought, but to avoid that waste thought is another thing. I may know what is right and wrong, but to follow the right is another thing. That is why Baba says you become the form of that. So once we become the form of that, it freezes. Then there is no option left. Whether it's a good form or a bad, when anger comes, it comes. Okay? Then you can't say, I am not angry. It has affected us. So the same way, seed form, Baba says, cannot be practiced for long. But since we have to get it to that seed form, we have to merge everything into it. Our mind, our intellect. These two things we have to merge. Personality traits are static, but they are reflected in the form of mind and intellect. Those are functional. So we have to merge our mind and our intellect into our persona. So we can practice it for small, small times while practicing angelic state. From state body conscious, I can't reach that seed state. I have to be angelic to reach that seed state. This is how I can explain it.
Thank you very
much. If you like, we can all become seeds. Ask them if they want to become angel or seed.
Do you want to become angels or seeds?
Both at the same time, not possible. One after the other, possible.
So we have like another 5 minutes before we end with some yoga. Would anybody like to ask Brother Brijmohan any question?
No? The scientists have only connection. We have connection and relation. For angelic state, connection plus relation. All relations, you are angel with one. No detraction. And once you are in angelic form, remove the form, you are seed. Who is having angelic form? Angel also has a soul, after all. So angel is the body of light, soul is also light. So within that light, you have light in the middle of the forehead. So if you visualize, first I am an angel, and then I am a soul. Just in the body also we visualize, I am a being, not human, and being is this. When I am to get up in the morning, what I say? The body says, I am lazy, I am tired. I say, I am being, not this human. Get up. Yes, sir. Kaljugi golden age. Kaljugi golden age.
Yeah, so they
should
get good things.
Comparatively good. Good in bad. Just as a rag picker goes to a heap of rubbish and picks up a small box, it is like that.
He was saying if Brijmohan Bhai had said that in Kali Yuga nothing could be good, but if someone is coming at the end, would they get some golden aged experience? So he's saying golden aged Kali Yuga.
That is for Vairag. In fact, bad, what is bad is not an existence. Nothing can exist without a little of good. You understand? Because bad is a parasite, is a deviated or diminished, depressed state of good. Bad is, everything is originally good. You can't have a bad thing straight away. I can't be born as an old boy. I become old person. So, but still, there has to be little good for bad also to exist. So therefore, that little remains up to the end. When everything, even that little goes, then it is destruction. That also we should qualify. For purpose of Vairag, we must understand it is tamoguni. Elements have also got degraded. Everything is deeply degraded. So it is bad. But if you want to see on what this bad is staying, still remaining, little good is there.
So I think this is very interesting what you have shared, Brij Mohan Bhai, because in preparing for final times, this is the practice. And I think that there is now like a wonderful wave within the Brahmin family in which for many years we have run after service coming and going, and now there is like a very genuine interest in going into the depth of all the different stages that will really enable our transformation. So thanks a lot for bringing light into all of that. So maybe, is there any other question, anything anybody would like to say?
Om Shanti. I'm just thinking that Brij Mohan Dada will sit in the seed form stage and take us in that stage, and then we can thank him for such a rich sharing.